people across the area I represent and far beyond that have to travel to the hospital with sick relatives or indeed themselves are fed up hearing language and excuses around pressures, challenges and demand being used to sanitise the horrific experiences that they have when they visit there. People are sitting on floors. Seriously ill patients are lined across corridors. There is one toilet in the emergency waiting room. One. It's the oldest type of emergency department in this place. It's 41 years old. It was designed for 35,000 attendees per year. Today, it is trying to cope with 70 to 80,000 attendees per year. It is not possible. Elderly, frightened and vulnerable people are spending hours after hours in conditions that strip them of their dignity. And this is not just a once-off issue. It is happening every single day. Every single day my office has been contacted by constituents and families at breaking point. Last week, an elderly gentleman spent 30 hours in that emergency department struggling to breathe. And I am told he went prolonged periods without being properly observed. He had pneumonia. As soon as they recognised that he was taken to a ward, but 30 hours he had to sit there. Another woman with terminal cancer was left sitting in the middle of all that madness. What on earth have we come to when we consider this acceptable? Where is the dignity? Where is the duty of care? Where is the health service our people pay for, depend upon, and have every right to expect? And then you look at what the staff are being asked to endure. Police are regularly required in the department. Staff are dealing with people heavily intoxicated with drugs or alcohol. And I was informed by the Trust that three nurses were attacked in the emergency department last week. Those nurses and healthcare staff do not go in and do that work in saving lives to be attacked before doing the job that they're doing. Doctors and nurses should be treating patients, not firefighting chaos in a system that the government has failed to resolve and resolve over and over again. And let us not stop pretending this is a new issue. In this House, we get angry and upset and frustrated about signs and language. And where's the same outrage? Where's the outrage we're hearing about these marches when it comes to our health service? Where's the outrage when it comes to people that are dying and are lacking the dignity they deserve sitting in an emergency department in Derry? And when we're stripping the services out of Fermanagh and South Tyrone, we're adding to that pressure in the Elton na Galvan hospital setting. This is not what people deserve, and it is not what we are elected to be allowing to happen. There needs to be solutions from the executive, and the DUP and Sinn Féin continue to preside over this mess whilst picking holes in each other over things that really mean very little to people in their ordinary lives.